And all of a sudden, in the corner of the room, I see the thing with something I had not seen before. A sure camel. I don't know why I never saw this at first, but because I always wanted to be an intuition. I always wanted to be able to swim. I always loved music very much indeed. And he had been a music teacher. And I did not realize that the music should have started, that he would actually still be interested in music, and that he would possibly have a piano. And he says, now he says, you can have one of your heart's desires, you can become musical, and I will push you, and you can learn. And I was so happy and so thrilled. It was just as if my youth had come back to me, and all the opportunities that I desire, all the things that have mattered most to me were mine. I know it sounds so crazy, but it's funny, but we are no longer strange by the angels. All the beautiful music that I used to love so much, and the short time that I knew him, he used to play in the class, and he used to play sometimes in the meetings, but he used to be out in the socials, in the village, you know, and he was playing all the things that I loved so much, you know. And not only those things, but other things too. And it was as if through him, I was almost, you might say, mesmerized into being able to prove my faith. Because I don't remember, in a sense, having looked at him. Of course, I loved the presence of him. But it was as if when I sat down later at the piano, and he stood beside me, and with my fingers sort of automatically went to the right knee. And I know now that it was him working through me in a twinkling, mentally helping me and holding my thumb and fingers, you know. And I know the something extraordinary. This we go sometimes to what you would call concepts and to hear the great people which make me, he said, feel so significant, but it gives me hope that I might eventually one day be able to play beautifully. And I was so close with him, but I thought, well, I do feel, but I said, but you play beautifully. You have a wonderful touch, you know? And he said, no, no, no. You haven't heard, but I have heard. And I said, well, I'm quite happy with you and the way you feel. He said, well, you must come with me, and we will go to concert.